Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of Know Who Can.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of Know Who Can.
What?
A Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh. All right, so, second hour underway. It's Radio Night Live, and we are honored to be able to go directly to the White House. She is essential, and she has been essential in working through quarantine. It's one of the reasons why we're proud to have Kellyanne Conway back on the radio. Hi, Kellyanne.
Thank you so much, Kevin, to you and your listeners.
Let's talk about the most important thing on everyone's mind, which is how soon we get back to some semblance of what order is. Now, a couple of weeks ago, I noticed that Germany started testing for antibodies. They think they've got a pretty valid test. They got 20% of their workforce back. I think this week they're about 50%. They want to be somewhere near 100% by the 1st of May. We just started in New York yesterday testing for antibodies. What's the president's thought on this? Where is his? Where's the strategy? Tell us what's next.
Sure, Kevin. And of course, Dr. Birx, who's coordinating our coronavirus response here on behalf of the White House, the president himself and other doctors on the team, have talked about antibody testing, which is different than surveillance testing and serology testing and certainly diagnostic testing. Diagnostic testing is the one most of your listeners would be more familiar with because that is the one that tells you whether you are COVID positive.
Right.
Antibody testing is trickier. These are people who have already had COVID, and we are trying to figure out what kind of immunity is built up. And the antibody testing is tricky in that it is very susceptible to false positives. And that's particularly true if, as is the case in the United States writ large, you've had a relatively low level of infection rate across the whole population. That's why it's important, as you point out, hard-hit states and areas like New York or New York City will go first in terms of antibody testing. That's going to tell us more about the virus. It's going to tell us more about whether the virus can be expected to come back in the fall, for example, and how to fight this. All the while therapeutics and vaccines are well underway in terms of their development. The president met with the commercial labs. I happened to be there in the cabinet room 5-6 weeks ago when they were here, and they made very clear to the president that these would-be competitors are now cheerful and focused collaborators on developing therapeutics for those already infected with COVID, and of course, vaccine to benefit everyone. And until we get the vaccine, nothing will really seem completely, totally normal again. But that shouldn't stop us from following the president's guidelines and following his three-phased reopening of America, if you will, the great American comeback. You know, Donald Trump built the wonderful economy, and he's the best positioned person to rebuild the wonderful economy. And so all this testing, I think testing is the biggest focus in this White House right now, ramping up testing and ramping up different kinds of testing, including antibody testing.
I cannot even imagine, Kellyanne, not having the Trump deregulation, the tax reform, and all that stuff that was taken care of prior to the COVID outbreak to come back, to try to poise an economic comeback on the other side of something like COVID. If we were still in the Obama era and had those 2,000-plus regulations on small businesses, there would be nothing left to come back to. But because of that, I do think what the president said the other day, that the tension that's pent up, that we are chomping at the bit to get back to life and to make it roar full volume all over again. Something that is troublesome, though, is that there is increasing evidence that China not only was the source and cause of all this, but really recruited and then involved in that deception. The WHO chided countries for stopping travel to and from, tried to act as though this was no big deal, and really exported a pathogen that, when I had Gordon Chang on yesterday, Kellyanne, he said this wasn't an attack against a sector of humanity. This was an attack against global humanity, and that really, on some level, there should be some price to pay down the road. What's the president's thought on our future with China going forward?
Well, the great thing, one of the many great things about the president briefing the country on a daily basis now at length is, and in the evening when many people are available to watch it now that most are sheltered in place or at home, Kevin, is that he is already weighed in on this. He has said what he thinks about it, which is he's not happy.
Right.
And that he expected truthfulness and transparency from China. We all know it started there. God forbid anybody remind anybody it started in Wuhan or China. The president's accused of being racist, xenophobic, as he was when he shut down travel between China and the U.S. in January, late January.
They want it both ways. He did something
they
to
do.
Stop it,
they
and
do.
Then they want to call him racist for not doing enough to stop it or something.
That's right. But I think the WHO is particularly in the president's crosshairs of late because they seem to have apologized for China. You know, the WHO did not name coronavirus, COVID-19, a global pandemic until well into March.
Right.
They were out there much earlier than that, sort of downplaying, saying there's no human-to-human transmission. And the rest of us lay people listening to that, listening to some of our own doctors and scientists are supposed to be soothsayers in terms of knowing when we were still in containment, when we were in mitigation, and the like. When the WHO, that the United States funds at a much higher level than any other country, China pays about 10% of what we pay per year every 2 years. And so you would think at the very basic level, Kevin, a great return on our investment as Americans is to get the truth and transparency out of the WHO as goes COVID-19, the coronavirus. And the president has made it very clear. There's investigations underway. We will uncover full information and that there may be a price to pay. There was a very rude CBS reporter asking the president last week, well, how come you're not punishing China? He said, who said I'm not?
Yeah.
Why would I tell you?
Good.
So all of that will continue. But all the while, you know, this president has been tough on China. And so it'll be tough again. He's the one who starting last May 1st, almost a year ago, got China to start scheduling their fentanyl analogs as precursors that put poison into our kids' veins and right into our communities. He's the one who brokered the toughest and most rigorous, robust, and enforceable written trade deal with China our country has ever seen. And so, again and again, the president's been willing to put the safety and security of Americans first, and it will be no different. He has clearly said, had China come forth earlier and more honestly, it would have saved many, many lives in the U.S. and elsewhere.
Yeah, and that would have been just a different outcome completely. 10 seconds, Kellyanne, and thanks again for taking the time with us. The protests, just a natural expression of a country that's been sequestered for 6 weeks?
I think most of those protests, yes, of course, but most of those protests are coming in states where many of the protesters feel they live in an area or they themselves are asymptomatic, not exposed to COVID, healthy, would be medically cleared to go back to work. They live in low infection areas with high hospital capacity. Well, they're ready to go. And, of course, if they're cleared medically. And the other thing is, let's be fair to them, where the usual castigators and instigators who are insulting these protesters don't understand. Those protesters are staring at their May 1st bills now.
Yeah.
And they simply don't know, Kevin, how they're going to do that. How are they going to afford rent, mortgage, food, kids' tuition payments, and the like? And these are serious concerns for some people. Look, it's their right to express their grievances. I just want them to do it peacefully, and I want them to do it according to the CDC guidelines, which still wants us to physically distance and be respectful, wear a face covering where folks have recommended that. But some of these restrictions are so inconsistent and nonsensical, and that's what people are protesting. They're saying, wait, I can drink alcohol and smoke pot, but I can't go buy seeds and plant a garden in my backyard. They're enforcing people. I mean, Bill de Blasio, who really screwed up royally the entire response to coronavirus into March. He was going to the gym a couple of boroughs away, telling people to go to the theater, riding the subway himself, really irresponsible. And now he's telling people just this week, hey, here's the 311 number. Take a picture of your neighbor or fellow New Yorker violating the restrictions he put in place and tell on them. So it really is. I mean, people feel like some of it's Big Brother and government. But remember, the country also has totally unified and come together these last 6 weeks. helping to slow the spread. It's been wonderful from the beginning that the president has said, you're not part of the problem, you're part of the solution on the coronavirus. If you just follow these CDC guidelines, we'll slow the spread. And people have been doing that by and large. But many are saying, well, wait a second, I don't live in New York City. I don't live in Detroit. I live in X area of X state where we have low infection rates, plenty of ventilators, plenty of hospital capacity. I'm a healthy 32-year-old male who lives alone, non-exposed to COVID, asymptomatic. Take my temperature. Give me a test if medical professionals think it's appropriate. But get me back to work. And can I just give a shout-out to so many of those critical infrastructure industries who never stopped working?
Yeah.
We talk about the healthcare workers, the first responders, certainly. God bless them all. True heroes. But there are also the sanitation workers, the food workers, the energy workers, the telecom. You've got the wastewater management people. People who literally can't stop working. The truckers, of course, who the president honored here at the White House last week, Kevin. They could not stop working because they're keeping it all going. And they have found many effective ways to mitigate the spread of coronavirus, even though they've been working. So I think we should look at those best practices as well while we're trying to reopen pieces of the economy in different states.
I so agree. Kellyanne Conway, you're doing a great job. Thank you for your time today. And keep being that happy warrior and good counselor for our president. He needs you, and we're thankful that you're there.
God bless you, Kevin, and all of your listeners. Take care now.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you-know-where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I gotta tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And welcome back to Radio Night Live. Our special coverage of the coronavirus and its impact on all of our lives continues here on Radio Night Live. Kevin McCullough, and a big thanks to the White House and Kellyanne Conway for sharing part of her Saturday night with us. It is very incumbent upon those people to be working all hours, day and night, just to make sure that we, the American people, know exactly what our government's up to. And I'm so grateful and thankful for people like Kellyanne. Now, my next guest is the former Lieutenant Governor of New York State. She served Governor Pataki very well. She's also the foremost authority on Obamacare in the country. I kind of wish she was governor now. I'd take her over the guy we've got running the show right now in a heartbeat. But she's also the world's maybe leading foremost authority on healthcare-related items, particularly as it pertained to Obamacare, her multiple-time best-selling book in hardback or paperback, however you read it. Maybe you read it in the e-version on your device. But former Lieutenant Governor Betsy McCoy, welcome back to Kevin McCullough Radio. And I hope, Governor, that you had a peaceful and a pleasant Easter holiday, even if the world is still kind of in this crazy suspended state.
Well, I feel very fortunate. I did have a very quiet Easter holiday. It even came with a brand new grandbaby, grandson, Winston, born just a week ago. So
Winston.
Wonderful that Winston.
I love that name.
Yes, named after a wartime leader, and we're in a war of sorts against this coronavirus. And so I think he's got a great future, and we're all enjoying him.
Well, if for no other reason than he's your grandson, he's already in great shape. Governor, let me ask you, I've got a lot of questions. Last week, I was very dismayed when Dr. Birx finally admitted what I had largely seen and kind of discounted as just kind of rumor mill stuff on Twitter and so forth, that CDC was instructing people to count deaths in a way that struck me as being irregular. You're on the CDC calls. You deal with this data. You see how things are done all the time. Are we counting?
I even sent out a tweet on this, which I almost never do. But I received the bulletin from the CDC about this method of counting deaths, and I did find it was irregular. I understand that at this time when they're asking society to do so much to accommodate, to change their routines, literally give up their jobs, their homes, everything, that there would be a tendency, subconscious or otherwise, to want to maximize the seriousness of this issue. But I did think it was quite irregular, their instructions on how to count deaths, especially considering that this is the same organization that refuses to instruct states to include deaths from hospital infections on the death certificate.
Now, wait a second. Governor McCoy, I need to make sure I clearly, because this is a hot item for you, the hospital infection thing. In fact, you were telling us when COVID was still something happening over in China that the main way we could prevent ourselves from getting sick was not showing up in an emergency room. But you're saying
that's right.
They're not taking that into consideration?
Well, what I'm saying is that year after year, and especially when Tom Frieden was head of the CDC, all patient advocacy groups were united in really asking the CDC to recommend to the states, because states are in charge of death certificates, let them include deaths from hospital-acquired infections. Because if you go to the hospital, say you're having heart surgery and you contract MRSA or another deadly infection and you die from it, that's not what they say on the death certificate. They say on it that you died from some sort of heart-related matter, when in fact you died from a hospital infection. So the death certificates are misleading, and if people could see how enormous hospital-acquired infections are, how many deaths they cause each year, there would be a huge swell of public opinion to demand the truth. Well, now we have the same agency, what would you call it, fudging the statistics to possibly overstate these coronavirus deaths. We just want the truth, please. It's just like we want the truth on the matter of masks. Here's another area where I've been doing a lot of research, and so many studies several years back, before anybody ever heard of this coronavirus, investigated whether homemade or cotton masks work. The CDC is now telling everybody to make a mask and wear it, but they're highly ineffective.
Well, and let's talk about, and to your point about hospital infections, I was doing some research on gun deaths versus auto deaths a couple of years ago, and somebody sent me a note and said, you really want to see something that shocks you. Look at hospital deaths. And I went and looked up the numbers. It was, I think, 500 to 600 times the percent of auto deaths, and about the same, even more so than gun deaths. And I thought, how come we never hear anything about that? Well, I know that we do, because Betsy's out there talking about it. But if I didn't know you, Governor, I don't know that it would be being reported anywhere. So
it's very unfortunate. And when I first founded RID almost 20 years ago, Reduce Infection Deaths, not one state required hospitals to disclose their infection rates. Now 38 do. But they still seem to get around it. Nobody's really telling you how many people die in their institution from hospital-acquired infections. That's, of course, not today's topic, except I don't like the fact that the CDC is manipulating the number.
Yeah, no, it's troublesome, because if you're making public policy pronouncements based on bad data, you're going to get bad policy, and that's what brings me to this issue. I have counted no less than at least 24 times now where Dr. Fauci has come out and made some horrible proclamation about something that's just tragic and so forth. And within 24 hours, he's already walking it back. But Governor, sometimes within the next couple of days, he's completely eviscerated his original position in his own statements.
I don't spend too much time with worrying about Dr. Fauci. He's a highly regarded fellow who's been there for years and years. But here's the point. He's not the problem. It's the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention that has let us down again and again. And frankly, the place ought to be cleaned out, because the career bureaucrats who run the show there have failed us year after year. They were out to lunch during all those years when the opioid deaths mounted. Mm-hmm. They ignored obesity until it overwhelmed this nation. They were out to lunch on hospital infection for two decades. They have done nothing to stem that problem. And here we are with a real pandemic, a serious issue. And what do? They are so anti-commerce, anti-capitalism, that they insist on making their own test rather than allowing at the outset the commercial businesses in this country, who are real leaders in medical innovation, to make tests.
Yeah, that makes no sense.
At the CDC, they have something, Kevin, you won't believe it. If you're an academic or a government person, you can get an appointment to talk to people at the CDC any day. Just pick up the phone. But if you work for a company, a for-profit company, you have to wait for vendor day, which comes two or three times a year. It's like you have a scarlet A on your forehead.
That is bizarre, and it's completely antithetical to the way this administration has gone about solving problems.
That's
which is one of the reasons why we will have a vaccine sooner than later, which is one of the reasons why we may also have several on-the-shelf therapies that are going to prove to be effective.
That's right. No thanks to the CDC. And in fact, we would have these new rapid tests effectively distributed by now if they had let the companies that developed the tests distribute them. Well, they insisted on taking over the distribution. What did they do? They sent 15 test kits to each state.
Well, it's got to get back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
More than 52,000 Americans have now died from COVID-19. Many officials believe the worst is yet to come, but some states are now beginning to ease restrictions. Texas Governor Greg Abbott.
We are working on strategies that I will announce on Monday about the extent to which Texas can begin to open business, and we're doing so based upon the advice of the four medical doctors that we have working on this project.
A federal judge has ruled the government has violated protections for migrant children during the pandemic. Lori Levinson of Loyola Law School.
It's a really dire situation by the migrants that led to this ruling. Not only do you have them full of kids who don't have their parents with them, but you have the spread of the COVID virus throughout the facilities. So there's really no way to wait until later, given the dire situation. It's a ticking time bomb.
This is USA Radio News.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
As the antibody tests are starting to give some people hope in places, and as a couple of places have decided to open up, Georgia, of course, most notably this week, opening up tattoo parlors and hair cutting shops and bowling alleys, there's going to be more of that. The state of Texas is going to start opening things up, and there'll be other states to follow, I predict. One of the things that's been hard to navigate, though, is just exactly how best to help our kids during this time, and that's why I'm thankful for Shelley Goldberg. She makes so much sense. And, you know, when we emerge from this, there's going to be a lot of things that we do differently. One of them may be education. One of them may be how we use our screen time. Here to discuss this and maybe this very simple idea of managing screen time in the Parenting Express today, Shelley Goldberg, former New York One parenting reporter and now a contributor to Kevin McCullough Radio each week. Shelley, we've had every experience you can imagine using screens, from having too many meetings scheduled simultaneously, blah, blah, blah. People forget when they're signing in for meetings, how they're dressed. There's all kinds of, like, just crazy stuff, not to mention, like, how you, like, communicate with relatives and the whole Zoom phenomenon and having, meetups and cocktail parties virtually over there. I mean, the screens have become our substitute for human beings. So getting this right, I think, is really important.
No question. Kevin, I only wish I had stock in Netflix. I mean, I am watching so much TV. Right? I cannot. I didn't even know those many movies existed.
Yeah.
I mean, it's okay.
I found a Lego documentary last night that I want to watch, but I'm not sure I'll ever have time to do it. But yes, and a friend of mine said, I've just about finished Netflix. I'm halfway through Hulu. I'm starting Prime next week, which is obviously a joke, but that's kind of the reality.
Well, I'm glad we can laugh. I mean, anywhere we can find a place to kind of smile. I mean, look, I just want parents not to feel guilty about this. I mean, we know that there's tons of research, by the way, that tells us the links between heavy media watching and all the things that can go wrong,
right,
sleep problems and the delays in language and all that, and obesity. But the bottom line is, this is now a help. This is not the time to worry. This is the time to be creative, because this is what's going to work for our families, all right? So I did some reading, and here are hopefully some great suggestions.
Some pro tips for screen time. Okay, I'm ready. I'm writing. Yes. I got my pen. Okay. Lay them on me.
Okay, and I want to know what's working in your house. Okay?
Nothing. It's all a failure.
Nothing.
Yes, go ahead.
Well, the goal is we want warm memories, we want this to be positive, and we want this to be happy, all right?
Okay.
So number one, you want quality shows. You want shows that enhance language skills, introduce new words. Maybe you want to learn a new language. All right? So look for things like Planet Earth, the History Channel, Sesame Street, depending on...
Lego documentaries. Documentaries on the history of Lego. Perfect. I'm in the category already.
Yes, I love it. I love documentaries. Give me a documentary and I'm a happy camper, all right? Number two, you want to try and you want to watch TV as much as you can with if it's TVs, movies, whatever, with your kids. Screen time together. Why? Because as a parent, you can direct your child's attention to the plot, to critical thinking questions. You can raise questions.
Shelley, you're inside my head. So one of the things we started doing was streaming Little House on the Prairie each night. But I, in the middle of some episodes, I will stop and I will say, guys, do you understand what's going on here? And I'll get a variety of responses from the 5-year-old up to the 10-year-old. But I am. I'm as a dad, I'm sitting there going, oh, I hope they're understanding what's happening here and pointing them to some of the things to pay attention to.
Exactly. You want to stop the video and discuss. Three or four, connect it to an activity. So if you're watching Perry Mason, all right, reenact a courtroom drama or talk about debating skills. But if you're watching I Love Lucy and she's cooking banana bread, go make banana bread with your kids after you watch the episode.
There you go. Okay.
But, yeah. So you want to try and connect things to activities, video chats. So if you're on FaceTime, the video chat, instead of just saying, hi, Grandma, how are you? Start having a designated story hour, poetry hour. If the kids share poetry that they've either read or that they created themselves, and Grandma and Grandpa do the same thing back to them.
Yeah, we've done some of that. That's worked well.
Excellent. You want to try and create schedules. Maybe it's a cooking show at 11 o'clock. But absolutely, as a parent, you can put a schedule up on the refrigerator that everybody has to adhere to. I happen to love classic TV. I think that is where you're mining for gold. Because you can analyze the decor. You can analyze the clothing, the language, the stereotypical roles between men and women. You can have discussions that are so educational. So I think classic TV is incredibly valuable now. I would vary the themes. I would have a fix-it show one day, a spelling bee, a cooking show, a trivia, but vary the themes so that it keeps it fresh and interesting. And by the way, try and have no screen time. I would say maybe what somewhere between a half hour and an hour before kids go to sleep. Because it does, there's so many studies that do say that it interferes with a great night's sleep. So that should just be one of the rules.
All right.
That as you kind of get them, you know, winding down to go to sleep, you turn everything off.
All right. It's good stuff. And friends, we're out of time. But Shelley, we always appreciate the insight. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Radio Night Live continues from New York. Kristen B. Tate and a special ending tonight. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
And welcome back to Radio Night Live. It's been an honor to be able to continue to give you important, up-to-date information every Saturday night. Please tell your friends to come back to this radio station, this television station, wherever you get it. If you stream us online, etc., we're grateful. We've got a very special ending for you tonight.
A lady from Texas, Christy Thompson Campbell, friend of this show, has a little love letter for the suffering and those who are discouraged in New York City and across the globe tonight, and she will share that with us in the final segment coming up. Kevin McCullough, looking forward to that. But first, we've got to talk about some additional headlines of the week. But let me turn next to Kristen B. Tate, who is the author of the newest best-selling book, The Liberal Invasion of Red State America, and it's all about domestic migration and how people move from really liberal areas and fiscal policy, and they go to really conservative areas, but they don't like the conservatives that live there, and so they start voting in liberal policies, and then you know what, they're starting to turn the red states blue. And the whole reason they moved there was because they liked the policies of the red states. Anyway, it's a great book. You should be reading it. And I was very pumped when I turned over to her Twitter bio this morning, Kristen B. Tate, when I was checking out what you've posted or not posted recently. I saw this little phrase called a Novak fellow on your bio, and I was like, yeah, go get it, girl. For people that aren't familiar, what is a Novak fellow?
Thank you, Kevin. The Novak Fellowship is named in honor of Robert Novak, of course, and it's a fellowship that funds long-form journalism projects for young writers who would not be able to otherwise pursue those projects. So I am looking at the size and scope of the federal workforce, and it has been quite a project, very illuminating, but also kind of horrifying. The waste and abuse is much worse than I thought it was.
Already such a dog on a bone when it comes to those issues to begin with. I can't imagine what having a full fellowship at your sales will do for you, but Godspeed on all that, because I know you're fighting for the good. Let's talk about a couple of big stories today. Nancy Pelosi has finally given up the idea of remote voting. Your reaction, Kristen B. Tate?
Well, of course, that's a good thing. Remote voting opens up all kinds of doors for fraud and other things that could, drastically alter the outcomes in ways that are dishonest. And I think that this is a topic that, although is going away right now, Kevin, will continue to come up over and over again. Democrats would love remote voting in place because they know it would help their candidates. Voting should take time. It should take effort. People need to understand what they're doing when they cast a vote. And if you make it too easy to vote, that's when all of a sudden you have armies of uneducated people who have no idea what they're voting for voting. So I think remote voting is bad for a variety of reasons, and it's a very good thing that we're not considering it anymore at this time. But yeah, I think it will come up again.
Well, I've known a few people that want to, I mean, they advocate for things like vote by smartphone and stuff, and I'm like, are
that
you
would
guys,
be the end of Republicans.
Are you guys?
Republican would never win again.
Yeah, well, nor would any other honest politician. Not that I know of a ton of those to begin with. But anyway, that's a different story. Speaking of which, another stimulus is lining up for the queue, and now I understand some states are wanting to put their hand in the pie, saying, "Hey, please bail us out from Governor Cuomo here. He's $5 billion in the hole." He was complaining that President Trump didn't do enough in the first tranche of stimulus, mostly because they didn't pay off his bad debt. Are there more like that out there?
Of course. This is just another example of more money being requested from taxpayers that has nothing to do with coronavirus relief. You have these mostly blue states run by Democrats that have made poor fiscal decisions for decades. They've gotten themselves in a really bad situation financially, and now they see this as their way out, and it's all about pensions. That's where all the money's going. If you look at any state budget, it's always the workers' pensions, which are wildly above market. That's actually one of the things I'm studying in this fellowship. And, you know, most government workers, depending on the state, but most states, you can retire with a full pension after just 25 years of working. That means that if you start working for the government right out of college, you can retire in your late 40s and just make a pension for the rest of your life. Wow. That is unheard of. That's in the crazy private sector. Yeah. And that's why all these states are now asking for bailout money, because they've been doing this for way too long. Their employee roles are way too bloated, and they can't fire anybody. You just can't fire people in the private, in the public sector. So that's what they want the money for. It has nothing to do with COVID relief, and I hope people see right through this, and I hope that the taxpayers won't have to bail them out, because ultimately it would be the fiscally responsible states like Texas and Oklahoma that would be bailing out the fiscally irresponsible states, and that's not fair to taxpayers.
Yeah. Well, most embarrassing moment of my political life was the day one of my relatives walked into a large family gathering and said, "I got a job for the government, and I'll never get fired again." And I just,
well, he was right.
It was a she, but I just dropped my head in shame, and I was like, this is going to be the downfall of everything we love about this country. Moving on, let's end with some positive news. It's not going to happen here in the tri-state area, but some areas are going to begin opening. Talk to us about who and what the timeline looks like.
Sure. So some states like Georgia, Texas, I think Vermont, Montana, Alaska, you know, states where coronavirus has not gotten too out of hand, will slowly begin reopening, some as early as the 1st of May. I know that Texas is looking at reopening restaurants and stores, but of course they're going to do this in a responsible manner, which means social distancing, masks, and that type of thing. So it'll be a great test for the rest of the nation to see how this works. And you know, I do expect we'll see a spike of COVID cases, of course, just because you're going to have people out and about again. But the important thing is that we have measures in place to treat people as they get infected. We can get the economy moving again. And ultimately, let families put food on the table for their for their children and their families.
No, those May 1st bills are bearing down on people, and it is not going to be pretty. So that's where the help and the reopening kind of goes hand in hand. Anyway, Kristen B. Tate, congratulations on that Novak Fellowship. Again, very proud of you and what you're doing, and always have been. You're such an important voice for those fiscally responsible issues. And we've got to keep our eyes on it, or they're gonna just rob us blind if they haven't already. Anyway, Kristen, good to talk to you.
Great to be with you as always.
All right, thank you. And coming up, we end tonight with a very special love letter, if you will, to the suffering in New York, really across America. A Texan by the name of Christy Thompson Campbell closes us out. Gavin McCullum, coming right back. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off plus free shipping. That's 25% off plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist opposed to will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Welcome back to Radio Night Live, and as I've been teasing you all evening, a very special gift from a very special friend to this broadcast, a Texan. Welcome back, Kevin McCullough, final few minutes today. Last night, late, a friend of this show wanted to send some personal encouragement from her heart and voice to New York City.
When you're down. When you're on the street, when even falls so high, I will comfort you. I see your path, and when
Christy Thompson Campbell. I don't know that she's ever been formally published anywhere, but a little bit of encouragement for New York City. I'm Calvin McCullough. We'll see you next.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.